Hi guys, welcome to Explain It To Me. This is a podcast in which I, Dr. Bill Lakota, speak with you guys about a topic in neurology. I am a board certified neurologist and epileptologist. Today we will be talking about brain tumors. Now, brain tumors are a very broad subject. There are many different types of brain tumors, but today it'll just be the basics that we cover. So let's talk a little bit about what brain tumors are. Brain tumors are abnormal growths that occur in the brain itself or in structures that surround the brain or are around the brain. They don't have to be from the brain parenchyma in and of itself. They can occur in the meninges of the brain, which consists of the dura mater, the pia mater, and the arachnoid mater. Brain tumors aren't always malignant. They can sometimes be benign. For example, meningiomas, for the most part, tend to be benign. However, the grading of your tumor is going to be based on biopsy. So even though meningiomas for the most part are benign, there are some things called atypical meningiomas that can be a little more malignant than your typical meningioma. So when it comes to brain tumors, it's hard to put, you know, things neatly in a basket sometimes. A lot is dependent on biopsy. But again, today we'll talk briefly about the basics of brain tumors. So again, brain tumors are abnormal growths. They don't have to be in the brain itself. It can be in the structure surrounding the brains. Usually doctors classify brain tumors depending on where the original tumor cells originate. So for instance, not all brain tumors are primary brain tumors. Sometimes you're going to have metastasis, which is brain tumors that come from other parts of the body. And this doesn't mean that the brain tumors originate in other parts of the body. It means that primary cancers in those parts of the body has metastasized to the brain. For instance, skin cancer loves to go to the brain and loves to metastasize to the brain. Oftentimes on MRI or brain imaging, you can see bleeding in the brain, and that's usually metastatic skin cancer if you're looking for a primary. So that's just an example. So what is a tumor? Now, a tumor are fast cells that are abnormal and that divide very, very quickly, and they can spread to other areas. So based on this definition, metastatic brain tumors are almost always cancerous, whereas primary brain tumors, as we discussed, could be either benign or could be malignant slash cancerous. Brain tumors, especially metastatic brain tumors, occur almost 10 times more frequently than primary brain tumors. About 10 to 30% of patients with any kind of tumor anywhere in the body will get metastasis to the brain. Now, we talked a little bit about the lobes of the brain in prior episodes, and the reason this becomes important for this segment is the way someone presents with a brain tumor is going to be dependent on what part of the brain is involved, if a part of the brain is involved. For instance, if the brain tumor is coming from the coverings of the brain, like the meninges, for instance, they can put pressure on certain lobes of the brain, leading to the presenting symptoms. However, if you have a primary brain tumor, like an astrocytoma, a glioblastoma, depending on what part of the brain it is affecting, you'll have different symptoms. And lastly, if this is a metastatic brain tumor, like let's say you have an ovarian tumor that has metastasized to the brain, again, the presentation is going to be dependent on what part of the brain is affected. So with that in mind, let's go through the lobes of the brain one more time. You have your frontal lobes, which help with your language. It also helps with your personality and mood. Your parietal lobes help integrate all of your different senses, including processing spoken language. Your temporal lobe is helpful for speech, memories, and emotions. Your occipital lobe is located in the back of your head, and it's your primary visual processing area. So depending on what part of those lobes are affected by the brain tumor, your symptoms are going to be, you know, the lack of those functions. For instance, temporal lobe tumors could have trouble with speech and emotions. Frontal lobe tumors can have personality changes, etc., etc. Now, you can also have metastasis to other parts of the brain, like your ventricles. These are the fluid spaces that drain the brain of cerebral spinal fluid. So if you have metastasis to these spaces, you kind of are clogging the drainage system, and that can lead to increased intracranial pressure, which sometimes is seen in brain tumors. So those all kind of go along with how a brain tumor presents. Now, just going back quickly to the presentation of brain tumors, we talked about swelling. Anytime you have damage to the brain itself, you have swelling because cells are dying, and when cells die, they create swelling anywhere in your body. You can also have brain tumors, like I mentioned, to the ventricular system, which can clog up the drainage of the cerebral spinal fluid, leading to increased pressure in the brain. Because of that, big causes or big symptoms of brain tumors include increased intracranial pressure. What does that clinically look like? It looks like cognitive changes, fatigue, lethargy, decreased awareness, headaches, vomiting, and visual changes. The person can have headaches in the morning, which is a big red flag symptom. They can have worsened headaches when they're laying down compared to when they're sitting up. So that is also concerning. If they have decreased awareness and decreased levels of consciousness, that's also concerning. So those are all things to watch out for that aren't specific to a specific type of brain tumor, but in general. Other symptoms with brain tumors include seizures, personality changes, memory loss, confusion, difficulty swallowing, walking, and coordination, all which I have mentioned before, and again, depends on what lobe of the brain is affected. Now, the big thing to think about is if any of these symptoms happen newly to someone, for instance, if you're not someone who's ever had a headache or nausea or vomiting and it's happening suddenly, especially in the morning or worse when you're laying down, those are big red flag symptoms. If there are personality changes, memory loss, confusion that you have not otherwise noticed in someone or you haven't noticed in yourself before. And lastly, seizures. Anyone who's had a first-time seizure, this is why we scan the brain to make sure we're not missing a brain tumor. So in general, this kind of sums up the symptoms of a brain tumor. Now, the diagnosis is with MRI imaging, but really the treatment depends on if this is a primary brain tumor, if it's benign or cancerous, or if it's a metastatic brain tumor. The treatment is attacking the primary source of where this cancer is coming from, and that is going to be different from person to person. Sometimes surgery is recommended. Regardless of what your therapy is, most doctors will have you scan every month or every 3 months. If you're in remission, you can do it every 6 months to a year. The prognosis for brain tumors varies from tumor to tumor, and again, even within like benign tumors, you can have varying levels of malignancy. So truly, this is a tricky diagnosis. It is something that should be followed closely by not just a neurologist, but a neuro-oncologist and, at a big cancer center. So I hope that was helpful. It was really just brain tumors in a nutshell, along with the symptoms to watch out for and the symptoms you should watch out for specifically if these are just new findings that you're having. If you have any questions, you can shoot me a message. Otherwise, have a great week and we will meet again next time. Thank you.
You know, man.